This is Larry Martinez with another legislative update for KSWV, Que Suave Radio. And I'd like to talk about two bills that are still alive in the 2025 session of the New Mexico State Legislature, which are designed to try to keep or secure healthcare providers in New Mexico, because we've talked on previous legislative updates about the insufficiency of the number of providers there are to address the needs of New Mexico's populations. And these two bills are designed to do precisely that, trying to improve the state's progress with respect to recruitment and retention of providers. And the first bill that I want to talk about is House Bill 15, which is the Healthcare Strategic Recruitment Program bill, which is designed to make available $2 million for the purpose of recruiting graduates of New Mexico secondary educational institutions and persuade them to stay in New Mexico or come back to New Mexico if they have left the state and practice here in our state to meet the needs of our state's population. As many people know, trying to schedule a physician or a specialist or even some of the nurse practitioners and physician assistants is an ordeal for a lot of people in New Mexico, because there are extensive and long waits, particularly if one is a new patient. And when it comes to the effort to see a specialist because of some health condition, it's even more difficult, because there are not enough specialists who can schedule patients and see them in a timely manner, because they're booked out for weeks and even months in some situation. There's been reports that people have had to wait 6 to 8 months just to see a specialist to address a healthcare need that someone may have. And that is, again, House Bill 15, and it is has been passed by the House. It was passed by the House by a vote of 39-21, and it is now in the Senate, and it's to be heard by the Senate Tax, Business, and Transportation Committee, and we will continue to track that bill and see how it progresses throughout the remainder of the session. The fact that it's gotten through one House means that the prospect of its passage is still pretty much alive. The second bill I'd like to discuss is House Bill 72, which is a bill that is seeking to improve the number of nurses that there are in hospitals to meet the needs of patients in the hospitals. And what this bill is, it's known as the Nursing Staffing Patient Ratio Act. And what it would require is that the healthcare authority would establish an advisory committee to determine what the appropriate number of patients per nurse should be. And there are concerns on the part of the healthcare authority and the Work Solutions Department, Workforce Solutions Department, because if we're going to have a committee that's going to study what the appropriate staffing levels are for nurses to patients, there's a lot of research that has to be done. There's a lot of monitoring that has to be done. And the healthcare authority is estimating that they need another $1 million to hire 16 and a half staff members to do a lot of that for that department. So both of these bills are aimed at trying to address the provider healthcare shortage. The bill, House Bill 72, has been passed by two committees in the House, the House Health and Human Services Committee, as well as the House Judiciary Committee. Both committees gave the legislation a due pass recommendation, and it's now scheduled to be heard at some point in time on the House floor calendar, which, if it does pass the full House, it then goes to the Senate and will be reviewed by some Senate committees before action is taken by the full Senate. So we will track these bills and let you know how they progress and keep you informed as to what's happening at the state legislature, particularly with respect to efforts to try to improve and increase the number of healthcare providers to meet the state's needs. So I would urge you to continue to listen to our legislative updates. Let us know if you have any questions. And thank you for listening and have a great day.